The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Dorim Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah, the Tzadar, and Daf Chof and the Beis, and the Mishnah says that there are four Nedarim the Chazal were matter, which the Gemara goes on to say means that they do not require any sort of heter from a chacham. Rather, the chazal identified these four nedarim as nedarim that are automatically mutter. And the four are nedrei zuzin, nedrei avoy, nedrei shkagas, and nedrei einsin. Nedrei zuzin means that a person made a neder in a way that's very clear that he did not intend to actually make the neder to be binding. Rather, he's just doing it in an effort to persuade his friend to come over to his position. Case of the mission is that people were haggling over price, and the two sides would each bolster their position by making a nether to say they would not change their position. And the Gemara says that's not a nether, because even when they say the nether, we all know they do not intend to really make a nether. Rather, it's just a bargaining technique. That's Nidre Zuzin. Nidre Havoy is also a similar thing where we know he doesn't really mean it. And the case is that he says Shua based on something that everyone knows that he does not really intend to try and prove it's the truth of this thing. Like he says, if I didn't see 1.2 million people going on a certain path, which for sure doesn't hold that number of people. So we all know he's not serious about making a shua. Nidre Shkagis is also where he did not intend to make such a neder. In other words, he made a mistake. For example, he says, I won't eat a piece of cake since I ate cake yesterday, and then we discover that he actually did not eat cake yesterday. So even though he made a neder, and his neder he said, I am not going to eat cake today, but since we made a mistake, that's called nedrei shkagas, and it is not a valid neder. Chazal say you do not need a heter for such a neder. And the fourth of the four nedarim are nedrei einsim, and nedrei einsim is where a person was matter his friend that you have to come eat by me, for example. He was matter him to do a specific thing, and then an einus happened, something beyond his control happened, something he certainly wasn't thinking about, and such as he got sick or his son got sick, and he has to take care of his son. Those cases are that's also another case where the person did not intend to make a neder in this circumstance. Now the Gemara in Chaf Aleph and Beis contrasts these nedarim to a neder that you need a Pesach. And as if a person made a neder and then discovers a mistake that he would not have made the neder in those circumstances, so then in that case you do need a heter of a chacham. The Gemara says that, brings down from Vasi, you only make a Pesach for a neder, Chacham's only allowed to matter neder through a Pesach if it's ke'ein these four nedarim. It has to be similar to these four nedarim. In other words, you have to have a valid Pesach, a reason why you would not have made the neder. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, in Grach HaLashas, he's aiming on a very fundamental nekuda. We're saying that in a normal neder, if a person made a mistake, they need a heter of a chacham. So Reb Chaim asks that why do they need the heter of a chacham? Why is it different than every nidre shkagas? Just like a neder of a shkaga, for example, let's say a person saw a lot of people eating his food, and he did not realize that his father or brother was one of those people, and he said, they're all usher on all of, this food is usher on all of you. So the thing is that when he discovers that one of the people was his father or his brother, then he does not need a heter chacham. The father and the brother are automatically mutter, because he certainly did not mean to usher his father or his brother. So the question Reb Chaim asks is, why is that different? Every single time a person has a Pesach, if there was something that he says that I had, there was something, if I would have realized this, I would not have made a neder. So what's the difference between a regular neder with a Pesach and Nidre Shkagas? So Chaim says that the simple answer what one could have thought is that Nidre Shkagas is something that's belibay v'lev kol adam. In other words, something that's so evident that no one would do such a thing, then for that you don't need a heter chacham. Whereas when do we say you need a Pesach? We say you need a Pesach by a type of Pesach that it's not so evident and clear that he wouldn't make a neder under this circumstance. And that's where the Torah was mechadesh that you need a parasha of Pesach. That's what Reb Chaim says we would have said. But Reb Chaim goes on to prove that can't be the distinction between Nidre Shkagas and a neder which requires a Pesach. Reb Chaim points out that the Gemara in Masech HaShvuas brings down a drasha to that. How do we know that Nidre Shkagas are not chal? And the Gemara says a drasha of Ha'adam B'Shvuah. So Chaim points out that if we need a drasha, that means that that it's not a umdana that he wouldn't have made the neder. Because we find even in other parshas in the Torah, even other sukkahs in the Torah that have nothing to do with shvua, with no kula of ha'adam b'shvua, still, if there's an umdana, then it's not valid. For example, let's say someone makes a transaction and sells something in a manner that's obvious he would not have made this transaction if he knew certain information. So then, that's a mekach tayis. So for that, there's no pasuk of ha'adam b'kinyan, the way there is ha'adam b'shvua, and yet, still we say that that since it's so evident he would never make this kinyan, then the kinyan is automatically annulled. So then why do we need a pasuk of ha'adam b'shvua? So and the same thing by nedarim. The Gemara over there learns down nedarim from shvuas, nedrei shkagas, from shvuas shkagas. So Reb Chaim says that can't be the explanation of the distinction between nedrei shkagas and neder, which requires a Pesach. So Reb Chaim goes on to say, answer, that the difference between a neder, nedrei shkagas, which you learn from ha'adam b'shvua, and a neder, which requires a Pesach, is whether the mistake is in the actual shvua, in the actual neder, or is it a side consideration. If it's an actual thing, for example, let's say a person saw these people eating his food, and he didn't realize that it's his father or his brother. So the actual thing he's coming to say, that you are usur on this food, I'm usuring my food on you, he never meant to usur on his father. So for that, in that case, we say it's ha'adam b'shvua, because the words itself, you are usur on it, and this is not a person, and he would intend to usur on, so then that's nedrei shkagas. Whereas, by contrast, nedrei neder that requires a Pesach, is a type of neder where there's a side circumstance that's causing him to be matan neder. For example, let's say he finds the neder too hard, or he wasn't thinking about some cheshbin. So in such a case, that's where we have a din that a taras nedarim requires a chacham. That is a very important insight that Reb Chaim says in our sugya. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph on Beis goes on to quote Rav Asi as saying that a person can only be matar me'ein Arba Nedarim. In other words, which the Gemara, according to most Rishonim, means that a person can only be matter with a Pesach and not Charata. Now, the difference between Pesach and Charata is that Pesach, the way the Pesach works, is that the Chacham, the person says, tells the Chacham that, had I known such and such a thing, at the time I made the nether, I would not have made the nether. So in other words, he's identifying that his nether has a mistake in it. Now, like we said from Reb Chaim, it's not a mistake that you could normally be chayzer on, and even it's not called Adam B'Shua, this type of mistake, but it's a mistake that there could be a parasha of Hataras Nadarm. Whereas Charata is that there was no mistakes made when he made the nether. Rather, in the circumstance later on, made him decide that he wishes he had never made the nether in the first place. It could be that he calmed down, it could be that something unforeseen circumstance happened, but whatever it is, now he wishes he never made the nether. It has nothing to do with the time of the nether, it has everything to do with the time that he's being shoyl on the nether. Right now, he wishes he never ever made the nether. So that is what Rav Asi holds, that a person cannot make, the charat is not a valid form of annulling a nether. However, the maskana of the Gemara, the way we paskin of Nachman says that you could use charata also. I just want to discuss some differences between annulling a neder through charata and annulling it through a pesach. One basic difference is that when a person annuls a neder through charata, he has to have charata that he ever made the neder. By a pesach, a person can have charata just that, from now on. In other words, let's say when he made the nether, he was very happy with the nether, and 3 days later, he decides that going forward, this nether is not working for me. I'm very happy I made it for these 3 days, but I really don't want to go forward. And had I realized some sort of cheshbon that it would be difficult for me to do it going forward, then that would be a valid Pesach, and he can annul the nether in that manner. However, charata has to be me'ikara. It has to be that I wish I had never made the nether. So if I was happy for the nether with the nether, if right now I'm happy I had the nether the past few days, then I can't annul such a nether. For example, let's say someone makes a nether that stopped them and prevented them from doing certain aveiros. For example, let's say he knows if he goes to such and such a place, then he's likely to come to speaking with the locals that are very likely liable to say Lashon Hara. And it stopped for a few days. This actually stopped him from Lashon Hara. And he's very happy with the fact that he avoided Lashon Hara for these past few days. Then Charata would not be an Eitzah, since he's not Mesor, even if going forward, for example, he doesn't need it, let's say he doesn't need the Nether anymore, he overcame the Eitzah Hara to speak Lashon Hara, or whatever his cheshbon may be, even though going forward he wishes he didn't have the Nether, but since he's happy with the Nether overall, he's happy that because he's happy with the result that the Nether led to him, that he's not a candidate for Charata. Pesach he could do, because he could say that going forward, had I known that at this time it would be hard, I would have been more careful when I made the Neder. That would work. But Charata, to say that he wishes he never made the Neder, that does not work. The Ran brings an example from Rav Soira. The Ran says that it brings down a case of, he's talking about the case with Rav Soira. The Rav Soira had a Neder that he wanted Rav Nachman to be Matur. So it says Rav Nachman tried and tried to mat the Neder, and he was unsuccessful. So Ran asks that Rav Nachman himself is the one that holds that halacha that paisim b'charata. He holds the charata works. Why didn't Rav Nachman, when he saw that he didn't have a Pesach, why didn't he just ask Rav Soira, do you have charata? And when he answers in the affirmative, let him be oike the Neder. Let him null the Neder. So he says that, if so, he says in the case, in the second answer, he says that talking to Sreira made a number of, a nether to fast a number of days, and had he done Charata Meikara, had he wished he never made the fast, then he would lose the schar of days that he actually fasted. So therefore, Rav Nachman did not want to go that route, he did not want to go through Charata, and that's why he only tried Pesach. But that's the concept of Charata. The Charata must be that he has Charata Meikara, he wishes he never made the Neder, and if he had some benefit that makes the Neder worthwhile, even if that benefit is over, and now he doesn't like the Neder, going forward, he cannot do Charata, he can only do Pesach. That is one difference between Charata and a Pesach. Another difference is brought down by the Ramban, and the Ran and the Rosh quote this Ramban, that by a Pesach, we say a concept of Neder Shabbatul Miksosai Batar Kulai. For example, the Mishnah and Daf Samach Vavam Aleph brings a case that someone made a Neder that he's not going to eat Basar and Yayin for a certain amount of time, and it happens to be that Shabbos and Yontif, some of those days were Shabbos and Yontif. So the Mishnah says, so we tell him, if you knew that you're not allowed to cause yourself a discomfort in Shabbos and Yontif, would you have made that Neder? And if he answers in the affirmative that he would not have made that Neder, so the din is that therefore we can matter Shabbos and Yontif. We could say that the Neder is not chal for Shabbos and Yontif. However, not only does the Neder annulled regarding Shabbos and Yontif, it's annulled, the entire Neder is batal. Since it's a Neder Shuta Miksasai, part of the Neder is Mutter. So therefore, we say that the entire Neder is now Mutter, and it's not valid anymore. So the Ramban says that that's only if a person is Mutter with a Pesach. However, if a person is not Mutter with Charata, he just says he wishes he never made the Neder because, you know, he has Charata for making Shabbos and Yontif, part of the Neder, for example. So even though Shabbos and Yontif becomes Mutter, however, the rest of the Neder would be valid. You don't say by a Neder that became annulled due to Charata, you don't say that a Neder, Shabbatol Miksasai, Batol Kulai, Lagabi Charata. That is the opinion of Ramban. However, the Rishonim quote, Tosis argues on Ramban, and Tosis' opinion is that it doesn't make a difference, well, Charata or Pesach. In all cases, we say that Neder, Shabbatol Kulai, Miksasai, Batol Kulai. So the question really is, what's Shad and Ramban? Why should there be this distinction between Charata and Pesach? What's the difference? In either case, once the Neder was partially batal, why don't we say that the Neder is completely batal? Why is there this distinction? So I saw a Mahalach by Rav David Pravarsky over here, and Kilas Yaakov Stipler also alludes to this Svara. They explain that there's a difference between the entire Tzura of what's happening, the structure of what's happening when a person annuls an editor through a Pesach to the Tzura that happens when he annuls an editor through Charata. Because the idea behind being Matar an editor through a Pesach is that the Chacham makes that the Neder was a mistaken Neder. So if it's a mistake, then the mistake is at the time when he's coming to make the nether. A mistake is coming to make the nether renders his nether invalid. No, this dibor, this act of speaking and creating the nether, since there was a mistake in it, that's not a valid creation of a nether. So therefore we say, nether shebatzel miksasei batzel kulei. Mashen kein bechorato, his dibor, his speech with which he created the nether, that's not a mistake at all. It's just that the chacham makes that the nether now no longer is empowered to be valid going forward. So then we don't say, but since the actual speech which created the nether is still around, and so it knows that never got uprooted, so then going forward we could only annul the part that he actually has charat on, not the part that he never had charat on. That's the way they explain this shita of the Ramban. Whereas the disciple goes on to explain Taisa's shita, is that Taisa's holds that since the Chacham uproots the nether mikarai, so it's true, I don't have a speech, my speech was a valid speech when I said the words of the nether, those words were valid words, but he holds that since the Chacham is uprooting the nether all the way to the bat, and all the way to its initial creation, so there's no, and so if part of that nether got uprooted, so from that time, that moment that the nether was chal, it can't be chal completely, that itself is enough to be oikar the nether. That's how the disciple explains the difference between the Ramban's opinion and Tosfos' opinion. Mr. Hashem, next year we'll explain more differences between Pesach and Charata and explain more how these things work.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.